So it's a great pleasure and privilege for me to present this presentation. My topic, which is given, actually, is church planting and translation in India. So I divide my time, probably the first part, the church planting, which was done and being continued now. So, of course, to start with, I would like to see that India, and in the southern side of India is Tamil Nadu, where I am. It was actually the first pioneering church in Kolli Hills is in 1986. Of course, it was a humble beginning. Kolli Hills, you could see, actually, this is the map of the Tamil Nadu, and I could see the Kolli Hills, and between Salem and Coimbatore, the other places where we are pioneering at present. I mean, we are continuing the ministry, and you could see Kolli Hills is a steep hill with 70 hairpin bends. So you have to go round and round and round. It's quite interesting. And you could see the tribal people living here. And I was motivated to go to Kolli Hills when I visited the burial spot of one of the missionaries from England, Mr. and Mrs. Brand. Probably you would have heard of Dr. Paul Brand and their father and mother. So that was the challenge that the Lord put in my heart. So I started in 86, the ministry in Kolli Hills. Of course, you could see the marketplace in Kolli Hills. People used to come from different parts of Kolli Hills. It's about 100 square mile area, and they all used to come to the market selling their fruits and buying back the things which was needed for them. That was the place I had chosen to start my clinic. And generally, to start with, I used to preach the gospel to the patients who will be gathering, and after that, I used to treat them. So that is the way the work started. And after that, in 1988, we bought a small place in Kolli Hills, and a time was appointed to start the work. But it was unfortunate that I could not complete the building, but still we adhered to the opening of the building without completion of it. And so that was the beginning of the place where we were residing. I started a simple clinic. Probably you would have not seen a clinic like this. But still, the Lord helped us to start the clinic and treating the patients and preaching the gospel to them. That was the thing. And I could see the nearby visit places. The villages were visited by my family, and we used to go in the evening to the villages preaching the gospel to them. And it was in 1984, actually I was an Armenian for about 10 to 11 years previous to that. In 84, I got a book of Spurgeon, Faith Check book. When I read that book, that really it gripped my heart. And the teaching of that, the things that were written in that, made me to think. So I was really looking for a way to learn the doctrines of grace and to have some theological training. I come from a Hindu background. So you could imagine that it was in 88, I received the sword and trowel in Kolli Hills. it was amazing, and that magazine contained the prospectus of the LRBS, the full-time seminary. So I applied for that, and it was fortunate enough, and but by God's grace, I was given the privilege, and we came as a family. I was in the first batch of the LRBS seminary, and really I could be grounded and rooted in the doctrine of grace. So after going back to Collie Hills, the Lord helped us to build up the church, and we could get converts and started building the church there. And by the grace of God, actually, we were helped to buy an old van. And this is my family, my wife and two children. And we started going around the mountain, preaching the gospel to the village people and the children. So you could see the place where I was preaching to the children in remote parts of Collie Hills. And so that is the way by which the Lord blessed the work, and this is the man who was the first convert of us, as a tribal man, and who used to accompany us for the ministry. And my wife also was regular in contacting the high school girls and the other children, and they were regular, and probably two of the girls got converted, and one of them got married. Now she is a member of the Collie Hills Church. So that was the way by which the Lord was continuing. And after that, the Lord burdened us to move to Salem, probably the possibility of spreading the doctrines of grace to other parts of India. And it was difficult for us to remain in Collie Hills and of extensively doing this work. And by the grace of God, my daughter, she became a dentist. And she is remaining there now. She is a dentist and carrying on the medical work along with her husband, Thomas Edison. And the church was constituted after that. Actually, the tall fellow is the Thomas Edison, both of them are laboring now for the Lord. They do work, among children, lot of children. So there's a good number of children coming over there, hearing the gospel. And moreover, among the youth also, the work is being continued, and they work very hard now, actually. They work very hard. So that is the work that is going on now by the blessings of the Lord. As a church, they go to different villages and they labor for the Lord. There is a remote village in Collie Hills which is too far from the mission center. And of course, it is a bit closer to Salem. Of course, even then, that has to be reached by traveling 2.5 hours. So the Salem Church joined together in venturing out the ministry in this village. Now at present, a team in Salem also reached this village and trying to help the church in Collie Hills probably to continue it at a later time. So here, this is the tribal people and that village. And this team is from Salem. Actually, they are continuing the work among the children. Hopefully, it will be handed over to the church in Collie Hills, probably when they get enough workers to come and carry on this work. So this is the work that is going on in Collie Hills, and the Lord is blessing the work. But still, it is difficult to reach these tribal people, and so many opportunities, they try to make use of it to reach out these people, and the Lord is blessing the work. And the second pioneering church is in Salem. Of course, you could see it's about 80 miles from Collie Hills to Salem. So the Lord led us to come to Salem after finishing the morning service in Collie Hills. We were regular for the evening to Salem, traveling in a big van with my family, but nobody turned up actually for 1 year, almost only one girl turned out. So, but we were faithful in carrying on the work on a regular basis, and that was the thing by which the ministry in Salem was started. And of course, you see this, and it's very close to Collie Hills. You could see the city of Salem is a very big city, of course, 1 million people population. It's increasing now. And so we started the work in Salem. Of course, Salem is the city where I was born and grown up. And so in this city, we started the work, and we started in a small thatched building, the first church. And you could see the small congregation which were built up with. And so that was the humble beginning in Salem. And the Lord continued to bless. And even in Salem, we were continuing the ministry among the children. Of course, the work in Metropolitan Tabernacle, the ministry among the children really motivated us more. Wherever we went, we started the ministry among the children too. That was actually an old wagon, it's a big van. And the engine case was broken actually. And when we used to climb up the Collie Hills, we used to pour water in the radiator, And regularly we were carrying on. It was a difficult work, but the Lord was faithful in carrying on the work there. And so in Salem also, we were continuing the work. Many children came up. And after that, by the grace of God, we built a small building. And the congregation you could see in front of that building. The building was actually, the roof was made up of sort of fiber sheets. And what happened, I think some Hindu fanatic, man, actually we fixed up some sound system, that man came up and fixed up everything. And we were regular in coming to Salem from Collie Hills. And I heard a phone call stating that your church is burning. And so the fire station, fire people and the police station, everybody came, and actually it got burned down. The church got burned down. I remember that I was preaching in that burned down building. Everybody was sad, but I was so happy. I said, it's for good. God has done it for good. Yes, that's right. Because, but for that, we would never have demolished that roof. But God has given us a better building now. So I reside on the top of that building. The top one is being used for the storage of the books and many other things, and for the youth meeting. So the Lord has blessed it in disguise of all things work together for good. So you could see a congregation now, and so many people are attending now. Almost the church is full. So it is being continued. And there are so many youth now coming up. And it's a good work which is going on. And so many youth, or most of them are from Hindu background. And so this is the thing that is going in on the church. We have outreach ministry in different villages, probably around 7, I believe, that's right. And in different parts around this church, in Salem and around Salem. So a good number of children are being collected in the Sunday school ministry, hopefully. I hope that maybe around 180 or more than that, as a good team of workers are there now in the church. And around 15 people are involved in the outreach ministry among children. one among the seven outreach ministry among the children is here, and so many children could hear the gospel, and you could see a good number of people learning the things of God, so the Lord is blessing it. And the third one is Coimbatore. Coimbatore is about 150 miles, of course, from Salem, and it's a big city, twice bigger than Salem, I believe. And we started the work probably some 12 years back. I was regular in continuing, and myself and the other brothers who are helping me in the ministry, they are regular in visiting the village, the city, and you could see the special meeting, outreach meeting in Coimbatore. And it's really working well, and there is a great need for the in the planting of the church, the church to be constituted, and so many things. There was an incident probably some 2 years back, I believe. Exactly, I don't remember the date. When we were coming from Coimbatore after the ministry, we were hit by a bus at the back. Actually, it was a festival season. We were just going ahead, a bus fully loaded with people. You see, what happened is there was a man crossing in a bike, husband and wife, they were traveling. There was a petrol bank this side. And when all of a sudden they started crossing that one, I just slowed down. What happened? The bus, with a big bang, it hit the car. And I went and hit the bike people, and they were flying. Almost the car turned back, but by God's grace, nobody was hurt. It was so gracious, and this is actually my wife, and so that was the thing. And now there is a good family in Salem. They are getting ready now to go to Coimbatore, and they will be going in the month of May. Krishanthan and his wife, both of them are English teachers in a very big school in Salem. They have committed themselves for the ministry, and they are preparing now. Hopefully they will move to Coimbatore in the month of May of 2018. And we believe he's a good man, and he is a good in doctrine and the preaching. So hope the Lord will bless the work in Coimbatore. So this is the way by which we pioneered, and the work is being continued. So the Lord has been so good to us. And my son, who is also a medical doctor, he is carrying on the medical work in a tribal mountain called Eckard Hill. It is very close to Salem, and he is carrying on the medical work here. Is a Eckard Hill is a place where there are so many tribals. They are animists. Actually, they are scattered all over the Eckard Hill, and a medical need was so great. Actually, this probably you can see this picture. The hospital, I could see my son sitting on the top on the right, and so he is continuing the work. Actually, this building, we just moved to a other building because it was too costly and expensive, the rent was. But still, so many people, it's named as Grace Hospital, and is a witness and giving out the tracts. And you could see the man with the white shirt is a pastor of the Reformed Church, the pioneering Reformed Church in Eckard Hill. He is one of the Reformed Fellowship which we have. So this work is very much helpful in reaching out the patients and the tribal people So it's a great help to the ministry and the church in Sale, a minute card. And we continue with this internet and mobile apps, websites. Of course, my son Joel, he develops mobile apps and he is good in developing websites. Even though he's a medical doctor, but I don't know how he developed it, but he is doing quite a lot of this work. So what happens is, we developed two mobile apps. One is Grace Radio. It's an online radio which you could hear. Tamil sermons are being broadcasted in that 24 hours a day, 7 days of a week. Probably per day, around 35 to 40 sermons are being broadcasted in this mobile app, which was preached by me and recorded. So this first Grace Radio is being continued to be a blessing to many people, Tamil people, Tamil-speaking people around the world. So many Tamil-speaking people scattered in Germany, Denmark, and Sri Lanka, and India, and even in Russia, some of the places where it's almost like more than 8-10 countries on the regular way. And the other, the bottom one, you could see that one, mobile app which carries this daily devotion based on the doctrines of grace. I prepared this book, and when Joel came and he put it in the mobile app, and because of this, many people are really blessed. In the mobile app itself, you could see this live program of the sermons on Sunday, and the Bible study on Wednesday is being a live program. It comes and many people are seeing the videos and hearing the sermons. Not only that, articles and questions and answers regarding many topics like God, and prayer and faith, all like that. Both of these mobile apps could be downloaded from the Play Store. By these things, we have regular contacts with some of the people. Who are really appreciative of these things. And another thing that he developed it, this website of this Reformed Baptist Church. This website, along with that, another website, Tamil Christian Messages, probably around 200 sermons, 250 sermons are there. These are all interlinked. And so by this, people could read not only the daily devotion and the sermons, video, audio sermons. So it has got a wider impact with other people, and even in Sri Lanka as well. And so every day we could see the downloads among the Tamil people, and it's being a blessing. So this is the way by which we continue the work. And I would like to concentrate on the literature ministry. Actually, there is a great need for this, and at present, I am working on that one. Of course, you could see this Tamil must be suitable for Indian and Sri Lankan readers. A bit of a difference between the Tamil of Indians and the Sri Lankan readers. So we work it out in such a way that it could be read both in India and in Sri Lanka. And of course, they could see the people even in Sri Lanka appreciating it, the way in which it is being written. And moreover, the literature, the challenge of it is, now there are so many pastors coming up, and the Christians also, with poor education, many of them could not get in contact. Probably they could not read English books. Of course, very good English books are there, but still, in spite of this, because of the barrier of the language, which they don't know, probably if the availability of the literature in Tamil is there, that will be a great help for them and for the churches which they are pastoring. Recently, actually, when we were encouraged by the Metropolitan Tabernacle to bring out more books, really we faced with many hurdles in typing. First, with you could see Tamil has got around 248 letters, I believe. 248 letters. So typing itself is such a big task. So carrying on with that one. So we worked on that with Google. So that helped us to overcome the typing. And the layout also, actually, this actually InDesign, which is very recently developed, but still in our places, it is not being followed. When we typed it in InDesign, that was not acceptable in the printing presses. So that was another hurdle that we were facing. But anyhow, actually, Joel worked out everything in such a way that it could really fit in the InDesign. And we could actually, we were searching for the printing press that could really be fast enough to bring out things. But it was a great problem for the printers to bring out things in the limited time, probably available because of the overload of the work. But we could, by the grace of God, find out a press in Salem itself, which is very helpful to us in printing down these books. And the other side also, distribution, actually is a Reformed Baptist Pastors Fellowship, actually in Tamil Nadu. Of course, by the grace of God, after I went from here, I was encouraging some of the churches there, and slowly, to begin with, we three formed it, and slowly other pioneering pastors also joined. Every year in the month of May, the church pastors and the congregation, not all, of course, are a part of it, used to gather. This May we gathered, and so the literature which we produce is reaching out all the pastors and the congregation, and which is very much being appreciated. And really, it's very much helpful. And so the availability of the literature really is so beneficial. And this is the pastors, of course, after the annual conference, we just took a photo of it. This is the pastors, I mean, some of the pastors. And these pastors are being a gathering every once in 2 months in Salem. And they get instructions. And for 2 days, they used to remain in Salem and staying overnight for the fellowship and the encouragement, and so many things. And of course, many theological topics are being carried on. Along with me, some other pastors as well join in this. And so it's a very good thing that there is a small fellowship. And some of them are pioneering churches, but really it's a great encouragement for them. And even among the churches, we help each other in supporting some of the pastors, the financially and even in other aspects, the medical help. So it's, even though it's a small fellowship, and they are being much encouraged, and as being the senior man, and they it's a privilege for me to help them. So this is the way by which it is being carried on. And of course, Tamil books actually are needed both in India and Sri Lanka. So some of the books actually which we have released so far after the hurdles were all overcame. You could see the life story of Spurgeon, which is a great blessing to many people. Many people heard about Spurgeon, but this life story is of great help to them to learn about Spurgeon. And this book was written by me. And the next one is A Grace Daily Devotion, which is really extensively is being used. And this is another thing. Actually, we had a greater number of contacts through this book, putting in the internet. So every day we send through the Facebook to around 2,000 people of daily devotion and freshly prepared every day almost for this year 2017. So because of this book, actually it was not valued in the beginning, but after being published in the internet, many people have the contact of it, and that's a wonderful thing. Next one is the charismatic illusion. Charismatic illusion, actually in India, you could see quite a big number of churches are coming up, but all of them are almost charismatic. And so the thing is, there is a great need to protect these people, this Reformed Church's people, and even to reach out other charismatic churches. So it is very much helpful, this charismatic illusion, dealing out some of the crucial issues which are going on in the charismatic churches. And the next one is The Personal Spiritual Life of Dr. Peter Masters. Of course, these books, Charismatic Illusion is by Dr. Peter Masters, and the other one, The Personal Spiritual Life, is by Dr. Peter Masters, which is appreciated by many pastors. Actually, one of the pastors of the fellowship's, daughter got married, and he requested me for a copy of 100 The Personal Spiritual Life in order to give to the pastor especially. And he gave the books to the pastors, and he was actually sharing with me that many pastors shared as how much they were blessed by this book. So it reaches many people. So it's amazing how God is blessing this literature work to reach out many people. The other one is, do we have a policy by Dr. Peter Masters? Of course, this is also a very good appreciative, being appreciated by many people. And of course, this book was translated by Thomas Edison, who is my son-in-law. And so what I do is not only translating myself, but I coordinate the literature work, which is actually The Charismatic Illusion. Actually, it was translated by Pastor John Nelson, who was a former Elorbius seminarian. The next batch after he came here, and he translated that book. So I coordinate this literature work, and I myself am actually doing the translation. And the another privilege that I have now at present is, as a good team working behind me, and to speed up the work, I don't do the translation in writing. What I do is I just translate it and record it in the audio format. And there is a good team of young people who is working with me, and one among them, a master in computer application, he types them everything, and he brings about all the typing and setting of things. So it is very easy for me, and it really helps us to produce more books in the future. So many hurdles were really tackled by the grace of God, and we have come to the situation in which the possibility of printing more books could be done. And some of the booklets also we did, and you could see this one, the one, Your Reasonable Service, in the Lord's Work. It's all booklets by Dr. Peter Masters, and How to Seek and Find the Lord. And the other one, A Seeker's Problems and Seven Certain Signs of True Conversion. These booklets are a blessing to many people. And these also are reaching out many people. And so the literature work is now, as is going on a bit in a quicker way, and we just continuing. And of course, some of the books which we are looking forward to translate it quickly. And I could say, The Physicians of Souls. Actually, this book is translated by one Pastor Apudraj, who is very close to Pastor Jayagant. Of course, both of them, of course, we all work together, and Pastor Apudraj has sent me the material to me, and probably I have to work on that so that it could be readable both for the Indians and the Sri Lankans. So Pastor Jayagant also is encouraging us very much, of course, as he is being here and looking after the things. And Pastor Apudraj also is very much helpful in translation. So the team of pastors are working now in this, and I do just see the coordinating the things of all this literature. Well, the other one is worshiping the melting pot. You see, the worship is really horrible in most of the charismatic churches. And so what I do is, I would like to work on this after going back in getting things ready for the worship in the melting pot, joining together both the charismatic illusion and the worship in the melting pot. Really, they meet out the present need of the churches. So that is another thing. One thing that we do is, actually, there is another pastor called Stevenson, who is in the Reformed Baptist Fellowship. Also, he goes round among the charismatic pastors. He reaches them by organizing some special meetings. And by the way, we just give these books to them. And some of them really are so appreciative of it. And they recently, probably around 6 to 7 pastors, they came out from the charismatic circle. Even 2 weeks before I came over here, there was a pastor who was actually conducting a charismatic church for the past so many years. He came and he shared with me of his willingness to come out of it and to form his church in the Reformed truth. And some of the, so I could say around 4 or 5 pastors who came from this charismatic influence after reading these books. So that made a great impact upon these people. So it's a great need. And the other book that we would like to do is this, The Lord's Pattern of a Prayer. Of course, it is already done, the translation of it, by one of the editor of a Tamil magazine. The permission was sought from the Metropolitan Tabernacle, and he translated it. But I think that I have to work a bit more on that one. Hopefully, we would like to print it out. And the other one is not like any other book. So that also actually has to be done. So there's some of the booklets, like the Lord's Supper and the Christian Stewardship, the Prayer Meeting, and Vanity of Vanities already is being translated. So these books probably could be worked out, and we have a great burden to bring out more literatures, and we would like to concentrate more on that side, as many books as we could. If we could work on that, that will be very good. So we just would like you to remind you of the things. Of course, we are much thankful to the Lord for the growth of the work in South India. But really speaking, many times my heart is hardened to see people, and there is a great need for the depth and commitment of the members of the churches. You see, in these days, we see many people, the commitment, actually, I could not be satisfied with. There's a great need for more commitment, and there is a great need for more depth of it. That will definitely do a great work. And so please pray for this one. Please pray for this ministry and the continuation of the literature work. Actually, as you have seen, there's a great need for that, and we would like to carry on. The Metropolitan Tabernacle supports us in this work. It's a great work, and probably reaching out many Tamils in India and as well as in Sri Lanka. And then another area which is really needed is development of an online seminary in Tamil, because most of the pastors of Tamil, they have no access to the English books. So if I could really get things ready, probably at least one or two chapters. I already worked on that, around 10 chapters. And so if I could add to that, and so my Joel is working on developing a mobile app, theology mobile app, and that also along with this website, probably if it could be developed, that will reach out more people. That will definitely give a better base for the pastors. So we are working in that also. Probably in this year, we would like to start and continue with that. And also, please pray for the strengthening of the Reformed Fellowship, the pastors, and the Lord should really strengthen as a team to work and bring out the Reformed truth. Of course, in the north side also, there is a great need in North India. And we are looking for opportunities. Sometimes, of course, we do get in contact with Telugu people who are in Andhra Pradesh, Hyderabad, probably you would have heard. And so we try to work out certain things sometimes, probably not on, looking forward in the near future at least to do some work. Of course, some of the pastors who are supported by the Metropolitan Tabernacle in Telugu, brothers, Reverend Sunath Kumar and Pastor Kiran, they do very good number of books. Probably even in joining with them, probably if we could be of any help in producing out the theological some material, probably if they could translate it in a simple way, which will be produced as these theological books, which are so exhaustive. And so in that way also we are looking for some opportunities. And for the outreach ministry to the charismatic pastors, we do this in a regular basis. Probably near Bangalore, there are some places where we gather pastors, around 40, 50 people. We used to have one-day seminar and putting forth the challenges. And we could see people are being challenged with the gospel, and it's a great blessing. At least the books which are available is being given to them, and it makes them to think over this, and it is so helpful to them. So we humbly request you to pray and to continue to uphold this ministry. So thank you very much for this great opportunity. That's right.